Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In a story in today's Republican American, Housatonic Valley Regional High School FFA members came together for an open house last week to have fun and help others. President Lon Murtaugh had been to Washington, D.C. leadership conference with a classmate, Jada Wilson, this summer and decided she wanted to bring Love to Serve Promise back to Housatonic. She had students pack hygiene kits for hurricane victims as part of the evening's activities. Students worked in an assembly line manner, filling 100 bags with towels, washcloths, combs, soap, toothbrushes, all in about 5 minutes. The items were purchased by local Girl Scouts. Transfer Station Advisory Committee will meet at 6:30, and that meeting will be at Salisbury Town Hall. Bunko fundraiser sponsored by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary will be held Friday at the Sharon Firehouse on West Main Street. Doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7. Reservations are not required. Questions 860-364-0486 or 860-364-0292. The Housatonic Class of 1967 Reunion Weekend will be held on September 22nd and 23rd. Gathering on the evening of the 22nd at the K&N VFW from 7 till 10. All are welcome. A nominal fee will be charged to non-class members, and that will go to benefit the VFW. Salisbury Forum, where ideas matter, presents Journalism, the Age of Trump. Steve Cole, Dean of Columbia Journalism School, staff writer at The New Yorker, Pulitzer Prize-winning author and author of Private Empire, ExxonMobil, and America Power, will speak on Friday at 7:30 at the Hotchkiss School in Lakeville. Free admission. More information, salisburyforum.org. Audubon Sharon presenting several public programs this fall, all taking place or starting from the Sharon Audubon Center at 325 Cornwall Bridge Road, Route 4 in Sharon. An early morning bird walk is scheduled for Saturday, September 23rd from 7 till 9 a.m. Bird walks generally involve lots of walking and patience, so participants should bring comfortable footwear, binoculars, and a hat as they search the forest and fields for fall migrants. Suggested donation $5 for Audubon members, $10 for non-members. Then on Saturday, September 30th, the staff has a hawk-watching field trip from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m., beginning with Introduction to Raptors and Migration at the Sharon Audubon Center. More information, 860-364-0520, extension 108. Cornwall Conservation Trust will hold a cleanup day Saturday from 9 till 12:30 to pick up trash along selected town roads and plant flowers at the Cornwall Library. 30 Pine Street muffins and hot beverages will be offered at the library, where people will meet. Following the cleaning and planting, a free picnic will be held for all volunteers. Prizes will be awarded. Volunteers are needed. The rain date is Sunday from 11 till 2:30. Information and to pre-register, cornwallconservationtrust.org. Coming up September 23rd at Aminia, the Garden Conservancy's Open Day Program Tour. Private gardens in Clinton Corners in Stanfordville, Innisfree Garden in Millbrook. It runs from 10 till 4. In Salisbury this year, on September 23rd, Annie Day will be honored by the Salisbury Family Services with a show of her new work at Salisbury School's Tremaine Gallery. September 23rd, Chatham Library Ukulele Festival. Workshops for beginner and intermediate players. Ukulele books, CDs, and other merchandise will be available. It runs from 10 till 5:30. The 4th Annual Christchurch Classic Car Concours and Cruise will take place at Christchurch Episcopal, 9 South Main Street in Sharon on Saturday, September 23rd, 11 till 3. On the church grounds and in the Sharon Green, rain or shine, on display will be approximately 40 vintage cars. Proud local owners will show and share their stories of their vintage cars. As an added extra, spectators will be able to take a cruise around town for a nominal donation. Admission is free for spectators. The viewers' Choice Trophy, hand-forged by parishioners, will be awarded by vote of spectators and entrants. A picnic lunch will be available, and period music will be provided. Colter Rule will be the master of ceremonies for the event. If you want to show your car and be eligible for voting in the viewer's choice, contact the church office at 860-364-5260. A party for Falls Village residents in celebration of First Selectman Pat McCarra's 40th years of service to the town will be held on Saturday from 3 until 5. Unless it rains, the event will be held outdoors in front of Town Hall. If it rains, the celebration will be held across the street at the Center on Main. The Falls Village Fire Department bringing back the truck pull to Falls Village this Sunday from noon till 5 at the Falls Village Recreation Center on Route 63, the third year of the fundraising event featuring nationally certified sleds that make the pull both professional and competitive. And because the Falls Village pull will be a points competition, the last one of the season, many expert pullers will be attending, as well as local amateurs. It's expected to draw participants from Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and all of New England. Spectators are encouraged to bring a blanket or chair. General admission $10 for spectators, free for children under 10. Information 860-824-5861, or look for their page on Facebook, Falls Village Truck Pull. September 24th, Rhinebeck Porch Fest. More than 60 musicians and bands will perform on more than 20 historic porches of homes on Chestnut, Livingston, and Mulberry Streets. It's rain or shine. It's free from 12 until 6. On the 24th, Stattsburg, the State Historic Site, What You See and What You Don't See, a guided landscape tour on the Gilded Age Estates grounds overlooking the Hudson River. The walk will explore how the landscape was designed to reflect the wealth and taste of the owners, while deliberately hiding all the labor that made the good life possible. At 1 p.m., Noble Horizons invites the community to enjoy a free classical piano recital. On September 24th at 3:30, Peter Muir will offer a lecture recital overview of the dazzling keyboard diversity of J.S. Bach. Pieces to be performed and discussed will include Partita No. 1 in B-flat major, Piccata in D minor, and selections from the Well-Tempered Clavalier. September 25th in Great Barrington, it's Berkshire Groans Harvest Supper. You can meet local chefs, enjoy their signature dishes inspired by the Berkshire harvest. All proceeds benefit Berkshire Groan. It's at Ski Butternut from 6 till 8 p.m. You need reservations in advance because it's always a sellout. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakeandinn.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 39.45 yesterday, starting off today at 22,370.80. The NASDAQ starts off today at 6461.32 and the S&P 500 at 2506.65. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.